Welcome back to In Their Own League, and today we have a very, very special interview with our own Rosa Parra and Mata Melons from Shazam and the new Shazam Fury of the Gods. So excited about this, so with no further ado, take it away, Rosa.
Well, first of all, Marta, thank you so much for your time. Thank you. And congratulations on the movie, the film. I had the chance to see it a few days ago. Man, I loved it. I haven't had such a emotional roller coaster in a superhero movie in a very long time.
So happy to hear. Yay. Yes, exactly yes. What we want.
Yes, absolutely. So thank you and congrats. And I wanted to start by thanking you. I had the opportunity to read the article for that interview that went up for People, for the People's Magazine. And I just wanted to quickly thank you for being so vulnerable and sharing such a personal topic for you. You're like single-handedly destigmatizing having these conversations, especially for Latinos. In a Latino community, we aren't necessarily raised to be open and have our conversations like this. So
I'm a Latina,
thank you so much.
I know that is the true reality that we don't really see so much in the United States. Right. But as a Latin community, you're like, wow, what is it? What is it that we're keeping this in silence when it should be talked about? We're creating life with the help of science or with the help of God, with the help of both. And let's just normalize the conversations, you know?
Yeah. So thank you so much. It's very inspiring and empowering. Thank you. So the first movie, obviously, very beloved, because at its core, it is about family. Your character, Rosa, which, beautiful name. she is obviously the emotional support of the film, and that obviously transfers into Shazam, this reiteration of the film, the sequel. And I was wondering, how do you prepare yourself to be, because you do a lot, your character does a lot of the heavy lifting of being emotional and being the anchor of the family, being the glue, so to speak, of the family. And specifically in the third act of this film, there's a scene that just, you do a lot of the heavy lifting there. And how do you approach doing a scene like that? That's very emotional.
I have to say, because Mama Rosa is so embedded in my heart, and this was the second time that I had to play this character, and my kids have become my Shazamily for real in my heart. I've seen them grow up. We started the first movie, I think it was almost 5 years ago, maybe four. And having spent so much time with them, having seen them grow up, I've truly developed a very strong bond of empathy and love in real life. So I didn't really have to do much much prep. I was in the moment. I love this kid so much. I love Zach so much. And what's being written in the scene is so beautifully written by our beloved writer, Henry Gayden. And I had to call him when I first got the script in tears the first time I read it and say, thank you, Henry, because you've gifted me the most beautiful thing a mother could say to a child, which is, your home will always be your home. You'll never grow out of your home. And to be able to say that to a child that has been fighting to find a home and fighting to find the love of a mother, to be able to do that, and that being a huge screen for all those kids around the world that don't have that, to see that on screen and realize, wow, that is possible. I can find that love in a mother. There is a mother for me out there. May not necessarily be a biological mother, but there is a heart of a woman out there that can be a mother to me. That in itself, it's way bigger than being part of a big superhero movie. It's that message that I'm so proud to be a part of.
Yeah, that's very beautiful. And it's interesting that you bring up the screen, which leads me to my next, the script, which leads me to the next question, because obviously the DC films, in my humble opinion, I think they've perfected what it is to do representation, diversity, and inclusion and with its characters, specifically this film, we normally tend to focus on representation when it comes to sex, race, ethnicity, but we rarely see it with disability, with physiques, and with even accents. Rosa, obviously, we know she's a Latina because her name, but also every now and then, little sprinkles of Spanish words
come in. They let me do that. That was not on the script.
My question. Is that a you?
¿Qué dices? Y esto y lo otro. Can I do that?
Yes.
So I had a lot of freedom with that, and I'm very grateful that I was allowed that space. So that's awesome. Yeah.
Yes, that was going to be my question. Is that part of that you improvise? Because that's how I communicate with my family. And to see that on the big screen kind of validates that, hey, a lot of people communicate the same way that I do with our family.
And also, I think, like, if you see that in a screen where it's so real and it adds to the reality of the character, you're like, oh, people talk like that. I believe Mama Rosa too. I believe she has a family, and I believe she talks to the kids like that, and I believe she talks to her husband like that. You believe it because it's rooted in reality, you know. And I think to have been allowed to do that and having been given that freedom is it just added to the truthfulness of the character, you know.
Yes, and this Latina very much appreciates it. So thank you.
Happy to hear that.
Yeah, I see you. Thank you. And I guess I have one more question to go here. We know that obviously motherhood is the ultimate superpower here. But if Rosa were to have a superpower, what do you think would be the best fitting one for her?
I mean, I keep saying it every time they ask me because I can't think of a better one. And that would be the power to heal. Imagine being able to heal everyone that you love who's sick, everyone that's suffering, every child who's sick. That would be the ultimate power. I mean, Jesus Christ had that power. It's a pretty sweet power to have.
Absolutely. And yeah, we rarely hear that answer. It's always flying or being invisible. So
yeah. If you have the power to heal, I'm pretty sure you have the power to fly because you're an
absolutely.